And at 11 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning, you're on the morning show with Dave Charles and my very special guest today. To start the morning off bright and early and looking extremely happy and professional, from Curro in Salt Rock, it's Samantha Smith, who is the executive head of the school. And the last time I was in the office with an executive head, I was about to receive six of the best. That was a long time ago. It always imagine? Gives me a little bit. I'm on my best behavior now. You realize that?
Good. I'm liking it.
So welcome to you and Curro. Well, it's an interesting... It's been one of the schools that has quietly been delivering excellent results across the board for a good number of years on the North Coast, and yet it remains somewhat shrouded in a little bit of mystery because it's not exactly in your face. Mm. I'm talking geographically.
Absolutely.
So it's a good opportunity for us now to get together and to chat about Curro and what, in your opinion, makes it unique or different.
So thank you, first of all, for having me and allowing me the opportunity to speak about our beautiful school, because I think people miss that. Because we're a bit hidden in Salt Rock, they miss the beauty of the school. So I think that's the first thing that I'd like to mention, is how beautiful our school is. Other than that, I think, Dave, the fact that we offer a complete educational journey, I'm talking right from preschool all the way up to high school, is a huge advantage for us. Also, our combination of excellence, academic excellence, with personal care is something that usually stands out. I think at our school, our approach is so that we ensure that every child's known, every child's valued, and that we make sure that we empower them to reach their full potential. I think another thing that stands out is, because of our size of our school, the relationship and the genuine partnership we build with parents is also something that stands out, because we carry that relationship right through from preschool to grade 12.
We were talking earlier and you were telling me that the schooling nowadays starts from...
Yes, 3 months.
Very, very young. Yep. 3 months?
3 months old at our preschool.
How does that even comprehend? I mean, this is, I suppose it shows the pressure of modern family life. Both parents need to work. Mm. And so this is it. The reality is, what do you do with your little one? In the past, it was always a juggle, but now, of course, you can send them to school at 3 months. What do they learn at 3 months of age? No, that's a trick question. Don't answer that. They're not yet ready for the rugby field or anything like that. I've heard that Curro, one of its, shall we say, unique standout points is that you offer a bilingual program.
This is called Parallel Medium, yeah.
So you offer English and Afrikaans.
Yeah.
As a dual, it used to be called dual medium schools back in the day.
Yeah.
And why is that important in this region?
I think if you look at the market of Belito, it's so important for children to have the option to be taught in their home language, especially in the early years. I mean, it creates such a sound base. That exposure to language at such an early age really creates a fantastic foundation for these kids as they grow older. In fact, we offer the parallel medium, the Afrikaans and English, as of the preschool right through to grade 7.
How does it work, Alfred? Do you stream kids,
yeah,
English,
stream.
Afrikaans?
So you've got an Afrikaans class that gets taught everything in Afrikaans, and obviously got your English
and
stream.
And at what stage do they cross over?
Only in grade 8.
And then it becomes
the language of instruction becomes English. However, the kids can choose Afrikaans as a home language in grade 8 to grade 12 instead of Afrikaans as FAL.
So that becomes their primary language
for
examination purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I see this is very much the trend with the new Afrikaans university opening, Akademia.
Absolutely.
It's interesting to see that there is still very much a desire among Afrikaans speakers to remain, and I think it's a wonderful thing to preserve culture,
absolutely,
and heritage, and be proudly.
Yeah, and also being exposed to, you know.
You've got to function in the world,
and
the
most absolutely. And at break times, the kids are mixing, for example. So I mean, you've got such great exposure for these Afrikaans children, and in fact for the English children.
Yeah,
that socialize with Afrikaans kids. And then also another really nice option that we've introduced now is offering isiZulu as of grade 1 as a first additional language.
Very valuable.
So that's incredible. Yeah, so the kids can choose already grade 1 whether they do Afrikaans as a first additional language or isiZulu as an additional language. So that's such a great offering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next thing I'm going to ask you about is how you support busy families with young kids, because I believe that that's quite something in the school in terms of your basket of offers. Yeah. How does that work?
So obviously, as I explained, our preschool actually starts at 3 months old. Right, so we offer that. The other thing that stands out, which I don't think other schools in the area do, is that the preschool is open all year round, which is fantastic. Because especially for young families, they know that they've got the care right through the holidays. We also offer holiday programs. So I think for a young family starting out, the flexibility of being able to have your school, your child in a nursery school right year round is an incredible advantage, especially for a young family.
Because it gives constancy and stability.
Absolutely.
And I think that's important in terms of emotional development.
Yeah.
Little ones, I think, need to be cherished constantly, not subject to concern. Okay. How do you go beyond traditional academics? And presumably there are now, I heard recently that some schools are offering gaming as a subject.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely. We have esports, which is incredible.
Esports, that's what it's called.
It's called esports. Yeah, incredible opportunity for the kids, and the kids love it. I'd like to just highlight two things that Kiro does, which is really stands out for me. So obviously in high school, bar the subjects that we are able to offer as a school, we have a platform called Kiro Choice, where the kids have a further 40 digital electives that they can choose from. So even practical subjects that they can do online over and above the subjects that we are able to offer at our school. So it's an incredible opportunity for these kids. So that's the first thing that stands out. And then the second thing that we're incredibly proud of is we have a national platform called Kiro Create. Now, Kiro Create allows our kids, all those that have got talents that they can showcase. So there's various categories that they can enter. So performing arts, photography, dance, what else am I missing, movie making, story writing, art, everything that they can showcase. And then they get judged by professionals because it's a national portal that these kids can enter.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's such an incredible platform.
So you
for
really
our kids
are setting them up for real life.
Yes, so opportunities for them, not just what we offer as a school, but something out there as well.
And that's so important because I think to a degree, a traditional education, although highly desirable and important, it doesn't always prepare youngsters for life.
No.
You know, I still don't know how to, well, you know, I won't admit it now because there might be someone listening, but I never learned to balance a checkbook for argument's sake when we still wrote checks.
Life skill.
Or read a spreadsheet. Or, you know, I mean, the absolutely life skills. What is important? Why motivation to drive you? How to deal with mental challenges, you know, mental health challenges? It's a different world now, and lovely to know that there is a much more integrated approach, shall
Absolutely.
We say, to
we're educating very different children today.
So clearly, in your estimation, and I think in the estimation of many of our listeners, Kiro is the ideal choice for families looking for a nurturing academic and additional education. But if you were to always, we're looking to identify what used to be in marketing terms the unique
selling point.
But now it turned a little bit round to UPS, unique problem solving. What is the biggest problem that you believe Kiro Salt Rock solves for those looking for quality education in this area?
I think for me it's the personalized care that every child, we were able, because we've got smaller classes at this stage, we really have nice small classes that we get to know these children on a really personal level. So you can take each child and create a personalized learning journey for every child. And I think that's important, so that your child doesn't just get lost as part of a big school or whatever, not just a number. So our kids, because we're smaller and small classes, really the teachers get to know the kid. We create a partnership again with the parents, and we try to see what journey or what road we can set out for every child individually and track every child. So I think that's really, really a nice selling point for us.
It's a tall order. It's a difficult thing
it's very difficult
to deliver on. Mm. It's lovely to offer, but to deliver it, it takes some skill. Yeah. So clearly you've selected your staff members with extreme care.
Mm, absolutely.
And that's been a challenge, I'm sure. But you've managed to rise to the occasion. We know that the Curra reputation is superb.
Thank you.
And if you are considering the future of your youngsters, and you should be if you are tasked with the challenge of raising a family, you know, the Rumi expression, your children are not yours, they come through you. But you have a responsibility to give them wings and thereafter let them fly.
Absolutely.
But to give them the right wings, that's the challenge. The opportunity, of course, exists. There are many good schools in the area. Curra, of course, right now top of mind because I'm in conversation with Samantha Smith, the executive head of Curra. Anyone wanting to contact you or find out more, how would they go about that?
You can get us on our website as well, Facebook. If you follow our Facebook page, it'll be great. Yeah, and I'd just like to mention that Curra every day is open day. So please book an appointment, book a tour, and come during the day, because I think that is one thing that also stands out about a Curra. Come during the day when you can see our kids. You can see what happy kids we have at school and what a day looks like in the life of a Curra child. I think that's really important. So please book an appointment, come do a tour, and see what special school we have.
Very good advice and a lovely offer from Samantha Smith, Executive Head of Curra, my special guest this morning. Thank you for joining me on the morning show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And this will be up as a podcast shortly, so if you want to re-listen to the chat, you're most welcome to do so. It's available on demand on our apps and on our website. And the morning show continues.